Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. On this segment, this is Dave, by the way. On this segment, I'm going to be covering the Punisher series, non-spoiler, Thor Ragnarok, non-spoiler, and Justice League, also non-spoiler mini review. So let's kick it off with the Punisher series. First of all, excuse me if I sound a little congested, little sniffles. I got a slight cold. I was in New York over the Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of people there, a lot of germs, so I call a little bug. So I'm sorry, guys, once again for that. All right, but let's get this started. So the Punisher series, if you guys follow the podcast or if you know me on a personal level, you know that I am a huge fucking Punisher fan. I'm a huge, huge Punisher fan. So I was super excited for the series. And let me tell you, it didn't fucking disappoint. I'm going to keep it real with you. I was not happy with John Bernthal being cast as the Punisher initially. Who I thought would have been good for it was Frank Grillo. Frank Grillo was in The Gray. He was Crossbones in the Avengers flicks. And I just think he has a great look for it. He has that swag, that Punisher vibe. And you could definitely see it in the Purge Anarchy movie, 100%. I almost think that was like a vehicle for him to possibly get the role. Gil agrees with that also on the podcast. You know, Gil mentioned that Grillo would have been a great, great Punisher, and I agree with that. But we got John Bernthal. Now, John Bernthal got the acting chops. You guys know him from the Walking Dead series. He definitely has that it factor as far as like grittiness, and his acting style fits perfectly with the Punisher. I just wasn't feeling Bernthal as far as physically. My complaint was, like, in some ways, he makes a good Punisher visually. He looks gritty. He looks gruff. But I guess my main complaint is, like, he could have been a little bit bigger. Like, he could have put on a little more muscle for the role. You know, I know soldiers, to be efficient, you can't be that heavily muscled. But if you see some of these, like, Green Berets and Navy SEALs and Army Rangers and Delta Force, like, these guys are fucking jacked, man. And the Punisher character is fucking jacked. The dude is he's built, you know? So he has to look intimidating and posing. And Dolph Lundgren, I think, looked the best as far as, like, the imposing factor as far as Punisher. He was the Punisher in a 1989 movie, and a lot of people forgot about that low-budget gem. But I thought he was a good Punisher in that respect. But, yeah, we got Bernthal. Like I said, acting chops on point. Physically, I would have been happier if he put on a little more weight, a little more muscle, but it's all good. He still was pretty badass. He brought this like ferociousness to the role, you know, believability. I believe Bernthal was an ex-boxer and a New Yorker, so he got that grittiness to him. I thought the series was season one was really well done. Quality. It was shot well. The music was good. The action was decent. It didn't look low budget. The effects were decent for you know, for shootouts and what it is. It's not like a superhero, you know, character or series. It's like more grounded in, like, you know, blood and guts, bullets, knives, you know? So real ground level shit. And it was done well, man. And I recommend it. It didn't disappoint. For sure, they're going to have a season two. They set some things up. I'm not going to spoil anything. So I believe I reviewed it. And I did a written review. And I gave it an A for what it was, if I'm not mistaken. Which is a superhero, you know, Marvel series. And maybe the best one. And for what it is, you know, entertainment value and Netflix series, Marvel, I give it an A. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to season two. Next topic. I want to talk about Thor Ragnarok. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I saw Thor Ragnarok. It fucking rocked. Thor Ragnarok rocks. Like, it was like top three Marvel easily, possibly the best Marvel movie as far as entertainment wise. It was fucking awesome. It had like an awesome 80s Flash Gordon kind of soundtrack thing going on. I like what they did with that. Hulk was fucking hilarious. The chemistry between him and Thor was awesome. Effects on point. Main villain Hela on point. I mean, just a great fucking Marvel villain. The movie was just so damn entertaining. So entertaining. For a Marvel flick, I'm going to give Thor Ragnarok an A, and I would definitely own that movie, and it's definitely worth the ticket. You know, the first two Thor movies were bleh. This one made up for it in spades. It was fucking awesome. Really, really enjoyed it. All right, guys, final movie to cover. I want to talk about Justice League. It is getting a lot of shit. By no means is the movie bad. I wouldn't say it's bad. I like the DC movies, minus Green Lantern. Batman vs. Superman gets a bad rap. It was okay. It wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. Wonder Woman was pretty good. It was a little slow, but it was good. Green Lantern, ugh, terrible. Not Ryan Reynolds' fault. It just, you know, the movie was just bad. Man of Steel, I enjoyed. I actually really like Man of Steel. I may be the minority in that, but I really enjoyed that movie. Justice League, highly anticipated. It was meh. It was just meh. Like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. And Justice League should have been fucking great. It's the fucking Justice League. How can you mess that up? Like, Justice League is bigger than Avengers. Like, it's just like a legendary comic group and it's iconic. How can you fuck that up? Like, I'm not even going to get into spoilers. I don't want to ruin it for you guys if you check it out. But it was very hit or miss. The humor was hit or miss. They try to really push Aquaman. Jason Momoa did his best. He was hit or miss. Some of the things he did was kind of corny. Other things worked. Henry Cavill was his greatest Superman. He always is. He's perfect for the role. Gal Gadot, perfect as Wonder Woman. I mean, just shines. Ben Affleck indeed looked kind of bored. His performance was a little blah. Flash, meh. Cyborg kind of surprised me. Wasn't really feeling his effects. Sometimes I did. He kind of surprised me. I liked what he did in the movie. He was kind of cool. You know, what could I say about it without ruining it? The story was run-of-the-mill. Wasn't really feeling the main villain, to be honest. The effects for him were like, eh. And I don't know, little rubbery, you know, especially around the face. I don't know what happened there. It's just, definitely was a letdown. Definitely was a letdown. Some scenes were fucking awesome, however. I don't really want to spoil things for you guys, but some scenes were pretty on point. Other scenes, blah. So if I have to grade Justice League, it was like middle of the road. I'm going to give it a, I'm going to give it a C plus. That's not a bad score. It's just a meh score. You know, would I own it on Blu-ray? I would out of principle. And to see the behind the scenes and the special footage, maybe an extended cut makes it better. Was it worth the ticket? I don't really know. Like, if you're bored, it is. But other than that, I don't know. Maybe that's a Netflix or a watch at home flick, you know? So I don't know what DC is going to do. They got to step their shit up. They got to fix this problem. Let's talk about Jake Gyllenhaal being the next Batman. I'm not really feeling that, I'm going to be honest. I hope Affleck sticks with it because he's not a bad Batman. He was pretty cool in Batman vs. Superman. And I think he has potential to be even better. But anyway, guys, those are my reviews. I hope you enjoyed the segment. If you like the content and the episodes, please subscribe if you haven't already. We're on iTunes. YouTube is going to have all the episodes. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening again, and until next time, take care.